I wouldn't know.
Gander or?
They were close to St. John's.
St. John's. Well, she's really been around the world then.
Yeah, she's been around a little.
Were you ever in Texas or ever known?
Never been nowhere but in Mississippi.
I see.
Well, I've been out of Mississippi one time. I went up and, oh, I used to go to Tennessee about every 30 days to get a load of feed stuff.
But you just go and come.
Just go up there and come back. Leave here way before daylight, about 1 o'clock of the morning, go up and be in Memphis before Sears Roebuck opened up the store.
Mm-hmm.
Have to wait on them to open. I generally bought something every time I go up there. Have to wait for them to open us.
Did you do you consider Texas in the South, or is that more in the West, or how did you?
Well, I just
I think it's mostly called sort of Southwest.
Southwest, way I consider.
Mm-hmm.
And I never been into Alabama, but one time that's the day I got tied up with her.
Oh, is that where you were married? Did you get married in Alabama?
Yeah.
What town?
Hamilton.
Did you? Uh-huh.
We're first cousins.
Who are you?
First cousin.
Uh-huh.
And the law said the first cousin couldn't marry in Mississippi, couldn't get a license. You can now, but you couldn't then. And when I spoke to her about us getting married, she said, well, we can't marry because couldn't get a license. I said, oh, hello, yeah. I said, we can go somewhere else and get married. So we went to Hamilton, Alabama and got a license to get married.
I see.
That's the only time I was ever in Alabama.
Never went back.
No.
That's such a bad thing you left time you stayed away.
Well, you know, I was going to say you ought to take over there for a second honeymoon.
I've got an aunt living in Alabama. I believe I'll persuade him to let's go to Alabama.
I've always been a home fella. I'd rather stay at home.
I got an aunt living in Texas.
I don't care about getting out away from home.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a home fella all my life. That's what I want to stay. What I always want to be. I wouldn't live in town for nothing unless I just had to.
No, I don't blame you.
I don't want to live in town.
Noise and all kinds of aggravation there. I certainly thank you for your time. I've enjoyed myself, and I hope.
I've enjoyed your company. If I've done you any good, I'm glad I could.
Well, it's been
and I'm going to give you this paper, and you can look over it and see what kind of prices they have on land.
All right, sir.
You just look through that. You'll find the land sales in it.
This would be a nice part of the country to settle in, it seems to me. Thank you very much.
You're plumb welcome. Generally speaking, this is a pretty good community, I think, right in here. Of course, we all do things we ought to do.
Well,
see. You do that, and I do it, and everybody else.
May not mean to, but.
Well, sometimes I mean to, and.
Well, it's just a question of how much you do. If you do it all the time, then that's not so good.
But this is a pretty good community, just generally speaking.
I know I passed an agricultural station on 15, and they call it the Flat Woods. What is that?
It's a gray
limey soil, and it's mostly level. It's not hilly out there much. It got some little hill, but